Oh, thanks. Okay, you got it. Thank you. In the 90s, there was a do you remember the 90s, most of us? There was a sitcom on TV called Friends. And it was about three guys and three gals who hung out together. And they became good friends. Of course, being a sitcom, there was a lot of craziness that went on. But the one good thing was they became loyal friends. They went through ups and downs together and were there for each other. You might say they had each other's back. Okay, I'm going to ask you to shout out some words. So don't let me down. What are some words that define a friend? Say it loud. Okay. Great. I appreciate that. There's also, I didn't quite hear everything, so if I repeat it, don't get angry. But you want somebody who's caring, someone that you can pour your heart out to and not be judged. You want a good listener. You want somebody you can laugh with and cry with and puts up with your craziness or your goof-ups and that, you know, loves you unconditionally. I beat you with my friend. I've had a friend, believe it or not, because I'm not that old. Vicki has been my good friend for 69 years. We met in second grade. We used to go, if I wasn't at her house, she was at my house staying overnight. This was just what you did. And this was almost every weekend that we did that. And we went on family vacations together. So it was like having a sister with me. And boy, did we drive our parents crazy. Not that we did anything too bad. But remember, we were teenage girls, so if you guys can remember that. She was my maid of honor in my wedding. I was not her maid of honor in her wedding because I was pregnant with my first girl, my first baby. And back then, that was taboo. You didn't have anybody in your wedding that was pregnant. It just was not cool. So I got to cut the cake. Those were great years, growing up years. But there were also sad times. When our daughter, Angie, was diagnosed with leukemia, she was a teacher. She got a substitute for about 3-4 days so she could come down and just sit with me at the hospital. She didn't even have to say anything. She was just there. And then when Angie passed away, she was right there. I mean, she had to come from Gaylord down to Lansing, which at that time was no short trip. We were there for each other when our parents died. And that's true friendship. Believe it or not, in all those years, we had one argument, one fight. I will go into that later. You are probably wondering what this has to do with God. We went to our son's church about 3-4 weeks ago, and their pastor talked about joining a friendship group in their church. It got me thinking about what that really means. As believers, we build a community of friends who work together to serve God. This involves having fun, helping others in our church and community. By being part of a group, or the church itself, we can serve God in a bigger way. 1 Corinthians 12:12-14 says, "For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body. Being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many. And I remember when I had to move up here, I had a group of about 8 to 10 gals that we graduated from high school together. And we would meet once a month. Of course, we were the loudest group in the restaurants because we reminisced and it was fun. So when I was going to move up here, I wasn't real happy because I thought, oh, I'm losing all my friends. Well, let me tell you, the Lord didn't wait too long, because I can look out here and I can see the women who have become my friends. And that was not me. It was a God thing. So thank you all, women, who are my friends. We are also blessed to be able to serve God with friends in Christ. Now, even though God made us, we aren't perfect. Maybe I'm close, but nah. We can make choices. Sometimes they're not good ones. Sometimes we have feelings that are good or bad. And sometimes we fail each other, get angry, or just leave a friendship. Now, my friend Vicki and I had one fight in all those years. What do you think it was about? Or what do you think it was over? Got that right. But you know what? We talked about it and we got to realize that no boy was worth our friendship. So that was it. We never had another argument after that. There is one true friend who never leaves us or forsakes us. And let me read from Hebrews 13:5. Let your conduct be with covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. I need new glasses. Sorry. For he himself has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. What a promise. What a promise. He's always going to be there. There are so many words to describe our friend Jesus. I just did a few. Okay, let's get this out. It was easier just to look these up and not have to write them all out. He loves us unconditionally. Romans 5:8. I forgot to cross the zero out, Roger. God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. What better or bigger love than Jesus, his son's sacrifice? He took the burdens of our sins away. And I have to share with you, my niece, Leslie, went to Winsome Women, and her sister, I, went with us. And Amy Gaither Hayes, if you know the Gaithers, she's from the Gaither family, she did her testimony, and she talked about her kids. And she said, think about how you love your kids. And she said, just remember that God loves you many, many, many times more than you love my kids. All of a sudden, Leslie popped up, and she left with her sister. I found out later that she was in the Grand Hotel in the lobby with Amy Gaither Hayes. They were down on their knees, and she accepted Christ. I mean, that was awesome. That was awesome. Okay, he gives us peace. And this is from Philippians 4:7. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I remember when our son Steve, who was in the Air Force, was assigned to go to Iraq. I was a basket case. I worried myself sick. And I went to an Emmaus weekend, some of you know what those are, and a pastor prayed with me about taking away that fear that I had, that I had this peace come over me like a blanket. I let that fear go. And I kept praying for Steve, but I never got fearful again. Well, then he gets the second call, the second time he has to go to Iraq, and guess what? The old fear starts back, and I said, oh, no, I'm not going to do that. And I had no fear. I mean, what an awesome thing that God can do for us. Three is forgiving, and that's Matthew 9:2. Be encouraged, my child. Your sins are forgiven. And that's what Jesus did on that cross. He took our sins. Sure, do we mess up? Yeah. But that's part of it. We go on our knees and we say, God, I messed up. And we're forgiven. What a gift. What a gift. He gives us joy. Okay, that's four. That's from John 15:11. I have told you this so that my joy may be complete in you and that your joy may complete. He not only is with us in our joy, I mean, he celebrates when we celebrate. When you two got married, he was celebrating. He was so happy for you. And I think that's great. But he's also there when we're sad. He cries with us. We have to remember he's there for everything. Okay. Two more, and then that's. He is kind. That's Psalm 117:2. His merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. He loves us so much that he's kind to us. That's why we need to take that and be kind to others. Sometimes there's people out there that we have a hard time loving, but we must be kind. And God gives you that ability to do that. Last is perseverance. Okay. And that is Psalm 15:5. I think that's the one. Okay, I went over this all the time. So here we go. May the God who gives endurance, and or you can put perseverance in there, and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus. He helps us to move ahead. He helps us to move on. He helps us work together with encouragement, so that we can be a unit for Christ. These are just six of how Jesus is a friend of ours. There's many, many more. But remember, we're not perfect. But he must remember, he is a good parent. So when we mess up, which we do, he lets us know. And he lets us know that is what good friends should do. My point today is that we need Jesus more than anybody. And most important, he is our Savior. If you accept him into your heart, he is your friend forever. I found a quote the other day that says, the only one who can satisfy the human heart is the one who made it. The only one who can satisfy the human heart is the one who made it. Isn't that awesome? You don't have if you don't have Jesus as your friend, and think of him as a friend, he's many, many, many things to us. Open your heart and let him in. Let us pray. Father, thank you for gifting us Jesus as a friend. He is indeed the best friend we could ever have. Okay.